Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches cleanse away negative feelings. Recently, I had a blood test done. I found that the platelets number was down and not ideal, and so I've been bruising very easily. It's been very easy for me to be caught up in negative feelings. Can you relate to that? And are you having some tough times? Here are 3 insights that may help you. Number 1, don't lead with negatives about yourself. Instead, lead with positive possibilities. A friend of mine told me about a speech in which an audience member said she was divorced. The speaker had a new idea, though. Instead of leading with, "I'm divorced," she could have led with, "I'm single." Perhaps you don't see a big difference there, but it can be a huge difference. Divorced is very downer and emphasizes that something broke apart. But being single is uplifting and has possibilities of finding new love. When you lead with saying, "I'm divorced," you might tap into your feelings of pain, and this might repel a future partner. So you can be pleasant about it and say, "I'm single." Or you can say, "I'm unmarried." And now our second insight. Transform your situation by fire using a ritual. So let's continue with the topic of someone being divorced. So here's a ritual. You can cast circle and then take a piece of paper, cleanse and consecrate, and write divorced on it. Then exit out. Now turn it over to the blank side and write, "In a happy couple." Take it to your cauldron and burn it safely so that the smoke can rise to the gods. Then do your cakes and wine ritual, and then you can close your circle. And there you go, a very simple way of transforming your situation through fire using a ritual. And now our third insight, use a ritual bath. Bathing is a great tool to release negative energy. You will draw a bath. Potentially, you might want to use sage in your bath. Sage is known for its cleansing properties. You can stuff a little bit of sage inside a sock or a stocking, so you avoid clogging your drain when you're done with your bath. Once you have your bundle of herbs, place them into the bath and let them steep in the hot water. Take time, light some incense and candles. While your bath is steeping, make sure that you have a clean towel. It can be a freshly laundered towel, and natural cotton would be best. Once your bath is ready, gently step into it and lie down. Let the water envelop your body and feel the energy of negativity being released into the water. Breathe in deeply and concentrate on letting go of feelings of negativity. I would suggest about 15 minutes or longer if you desire. Whatever it takes to make sure that you feel relaxed and free of negativity. Once you're done, you can step out of your bath and wrap yourself in a clean towel. So now I will summarize. The first insight was, don't lead with negatives about yourself. Instead, lead with positive possibilities. Number 2. Transform your situation by fire using a ritual. And number 3, use a ritual bath. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books. And I have 2 courses at Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. And the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. I invite you to check them out today. Blessed be.